Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball band with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! We obviously will get the text. We want to keep this moving on pace. So Paige taught us that yesterday. Staying on pace. It's good. And yeah, it is.
Forward momentum.
So he's going to call the sun, but then we'll take calls and we'll read texts and all that stuff. But in the meantime, where we last left off, if you just tuned in, and again, this is...
Thank you.
I understand Dad's situation here. First off, he has black friends. He has black coworkers, which that's, I would tell Dad, and he's listening on hold, I would say leave that one off. You can't pick your coworkers.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't do that. But I have a black mechanic. So clearly Jesus. I am not, and I don't think he is. I do you feel that?
No, not pandering. He's, you know, just telling you what his situation is.
Yeah, he just said, look, you know, this is the thing. So,
it's a diverse life.
We've been talking to Dad this morning. He's got a son named Craig who goes by Cray. And he dropped the G.
No G.
Right, Dad? He's still there. Okay. So, no G. And the issue, though, is not who Cray is dating. Craig's been dating a girl named Jasmine. And Dad says she's very nice. The whole family loves her. But Cray has apparently what some would call culture. What is the word, Paige? Culture, when you steal someone's culture, there's a fancy word for it. A fancier word for it.
Are you saying
appropriations?
Appropriations,
yeah.
What is it? Maybe that's what it is. Well, don't forget about the leather pants, too.
Leather pants. That's right. Gold teeth. Got a silk shirt. Looks like a rapper. And Dad is really concerned that people are looking at him and laughing or whatever, and maybe perhaps wondering if he's going to be starring in Malibu's Most Wanted.
He's the new Craig Luckman.
Yeah.
B-Rad Jr.
So Dad started talking to him before. Craig thinks that he's just busting his balls, so this is where Dad wants to have a real conversation, of course, live on the biggest radio show in the South. And hey, Dad, before we dial this number again, are you sure that you want to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm fully invested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cultural misappropriation.
Misappropriation. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Paige was misappropriation 2008 through 12. Congratulations, Paige. Who did her title go to? Carol Goldsmith. No, I'm just kidding. Enjoy your retirement. All right, here we go. Let's call Cray. We're going to dial it up. Don't say anything, any of us in the room. We'll let Dad and Craig talk, and then Dad will jump on when the time's appropriate, okay? All right. All right, here we go. Live radio. These podcasters could never do this stuff. They can't do phone calls on podcasts. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. But you can edit out flubs, and we can't. Boo.
Hello? Craig? Yep, Pops? Everything good? Yeah, everything's fine. Sorry, did I wake you up? Yeah, it's like 7:30 in the morning. You good? Yeah, okay. I just wanted to talk to you for a minute. All right. What up? Okay. Well, I've been meaning to say something to you, and I figured I'd just go ahead and say it. Okay. Yeah. Son, I'm a little concerned about you. Concerned about what? Just, you know, some of the changes that you've made lately. like what changes? For starters, the way you talk now. What do you mean the way I talk? You know what I mean. Like everything's like yo pops and you tripping and that's cap.
Pops, you tripping.
Yeah, you see? Right there.
You didn't used to talk like that. Man, that's just how people talk. Well, no, it isn't. You used to say Craig, and now you say Cray. That's my name. Well, there's a G at the end. Nah, nobody says the G. Yeah, they do. Not where I'm at. Well, you're from Charlotte.
Yeah.
Another thing. The clothes.
What about the clothes?
The leather pants, Craig?
They're fire.
You got shirts with paintings on them.
That's drips, Pops.
And well, what about the gold teeth?
Nah, that's style. That's Riz.
Craig, people stare at you when we go out.
Yeah, because I look good.
I don't think so. They're laughing.
Nah, Pops. Hey, you just embarrassed.
Okay, well, I'm not embarrassed.
You are, though.
No, I'm not.
You mad because when you was my age, you couldn't date a fine black woman like Jasmine.
Okay, well, that's not true.
Yeah, it is. Back then, y'all wasn't allowed. Now you jealous.
Okay, I'm not jealous.
You hating.
Craig, this has nothing to do with Jasmine. I like Jasmine. Your mother and I both do.
Sir, you do, Pops.
All right.
May I jump in here? Good morning, Cray. Good morning.
What's up, Pim?
I'm sorry?
Who dat?
This is Matt Man. You're on the Rise Guys Morning Show right now.
What?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Your dad, and please, like, for real, live radio, please don't cuss me. Your dad called us and emailed us, and he wanted to talk to you live on the radio.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? What is this?
Craig,
it's radio.
You put me on the radio?
I'm just trying to talk to you, son.
Nah. This is messed up.
Craig, your dad was just showing
concern. Man, what are y'all doing? Trying to take your side or something?
No, we're just talking. We're just chilling.
What do y'all think? I'm doing something wrong?
No.
Why are y'all racist, too?
Against what? Like, what?
Man, you a white boy talking about my life?
First off, how could you tell? Secondly, Cray, you're also a white boy. Your father admitted it.
Yeah, but I ain't like you.
All right. Well, man, I understand.
I like Cray.
Who the hell else on here talking game on the phone?
Yo, Cray, peep this, homie. Look.
Man, you don't want to step on me. Trust.
Well, if I stepped on you, you would be crushed. I'm from Poe Mill, sir.
Man, this whole thing lame. Pop, you really did this?
Craig, I'm just trying to help you.
Help me? Man, you a bust-ass bitch. Y'all can...
Oh, my day. Whoa, Dad. Put him on restrictions. Hold on a minute. We got to get the
Fat Boy.
I don't know if Fat Boy, did you get all that?
I got it before he finished it, but Cray was he was bugging for real.
Okay, for real.
Okay.
And there's no cap on that, sir.
Whoa, man. I tell you, that was you know, and again, this is let's just Kronk. I don't think Kronk.
Unk, right?
Oh, Unk. Yeah, Unk. No one Kronks anymore.
Big Chungus.
You still there, Dad?
Yeah.
Okay. That was worse than I thought. Let me ask you this. Did he amp that up once you started talking about it? Or that's your kid all the time?
Oh, no. That's it all the time.
Okay. Wow.
Hang on, man.
Good Lord. You love your son, and you don't have to be ashamed. You don't even have to apologize. I mean, he said what he said. He almost said worse, Dad. And I think it was an invite to everyone in the room and on the phone, which is weird.
A rookie wouldn't have called it, but I called it.
Yeah. Dad.
A rookie.
You got a lot on your hands, man. And you know what? The thing here is I think if you talk about this from, you know, with friends or whatever, I think who he dates really has nothing to do with it. I mean, I really don't. Plus, he told me I was being racist against him. That was That was something else.
I thought he was going to call us the P word for a second there.
Well, I did too. And you know what? You know, I'm sitting here looking at the original email that you sent, Dad, and you said that your wife thinks it's just a phase. And then, you know what? It very well could be, because as many know from listening to this show, I was a hippie one summer. It was the Grateful Dead summer for me. And then I was a break dancer for like 2 years. But that was just the 90s, you know?
Yeah. I've heard those stories.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really want to say again, I hope nobody thinks I'm racist, because I'm absolutely not.
I mean, you said that a few times, Dad.
I don't think you are.
I just don't want it to come across wrong.
Yeah, I think people really get that.
We heard Gray, so we know what you're dealing with here.
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The other Dan, and that is Dan in Columbia, who since, I want to say his last email said he'd been doing these since 07.
Yeah, a long time, man.
Dan was, maybe still is, in a band. He hates when I mention this, but he had a partner early on that she was great as well, helping with the songs. He writes these parody songs for us. And Fat Boy, you said that we're eight deep that we have not played yet, and he tends to.
Yeah.
And I get it, Dan. Let me say this. I'm not trying to act like a big man in the castle right now.
Big man.
I get it. I get it. You do these things for free, and then at least we could play them. He even said the last email, even if you bust my balls about it, at least play them.
Well, he's either like emailing all the time, like, look, I did a song, or he just won't email and is like, well, why won't you play him?
Can I do some?
Yes, baby.
I'm doing my Mike Tyson. So when he uploads them to this Google Drive that we're on too,
yep,
we get that notification, but then he sends an additional email. That kind of clogs. So I would just say any constructive criticism is we see the notification.
Now, the worst thing, we all know the worst thing you can do on email is reply all.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, death sentence.
Yeah.
But, you know, second on the list is don't clog. It's unbecoming.
Yeah. See, there was another email just then. Very popular. So we thought not to appease him, but I there are many that are great. Many have stood the test of time, continually played, you know.
I really have.
Others had to be cut because they mentioned people are no longer working here. But regardless, that was mentioned in the earlier TNC.
Yeah, it was. Somebody with some history.
I hand to God, hand to whoever you believe in. Unless it's the devil, I would not extend the hand to him.
Hand on your Quran right now.
I would give him the elbow, but he'd burn it.
Mm. Ouch.
Let's just play these and you know.
Yeah, this is no particular order. This is just kind of picking them up. So.
New songs from Dan in Columbia.
So I try to figure out what they are by the description. I can't really with this one.
Would you read the description? Like, does it ruin it before or after?
I don't think so. You can read. It says Jackson Madman. I don't know what Jackson Madman
means. Jackson Madman.
But
oh God, I hope it's nothing to do with Jesse Jackson. Oh, Johnny Cash.
A morning radio savior, born and raised in the South. Everybody loves Madman, always running his big mouth, listening to Madman. We're such big fans.
God, man.
We're listening to Madman. We're in his Black Ray-Bans.
What?
His Black Ray-Bans.
Oh.
But why does he always work in a burial? Like right before he gets to the getting you over?
I don't know.
Running his big mouth?
His big mouth.
It's messed up.
Oh,
I think Paige had a writing credit on that one.
She contributed.
When he said Savior Morning Radio, she rolled her eyes, and then when he said Big Mouth, she popped up. Oh, now I like it. Play it again, Sam.
I don't want to tell you the title of this one because it will definitely give it away.
I hope it's about Paige and her big hooters.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's been a while.
Call us up because we love talking to the P1s. Call us up, you do not even need a reason. Call us up at any time or place or season. You're calling the Rice Guys 864-241-4318. Call us up now. Call us up now. The Rice Guys with Batman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
See, I think you messed up again.
Can we hear it one more time? The phone number. Also, that's the FOF line. But regardless,
I might have to pause it when he starts it because I don't think
I'm gonna write it as he says it.
Okay, here we go.
Call us up because we love talking to the P1s. Call us up, you do not even need a reason. Call us up at any time or place or season. You're calling the Rice Guys 864-241-4318.
Oh, he did.
You got it right.
The 8 was on the back end.
Yeah.
After the
he started the next line with the 8.
Oh, that's good.
Very good, Dan.
I like that one.
Go back a little bit here.
At any time or place or season, you're calling the Rice Guys 864-241-4318. Calling us up.
Look at that.
That was good. I mean, for what it was, yeah.
So we want to mark that one maybe safe for later use.
Yeah. That other one, you can play half of it.
This, I'm trying to. You know what?
Bleep out the fat. My big mouth. What's got to be fat?
Here's
big mouth.
Let's go with some shorter ones to see if we can knock them out. This one, we'll give it away. I'm not going to give you the title. The beat's going to give it away.
Pizza Rise Guys Live for us. Pizza Rise Guys Live, P1s. They will talk to you and me. 800-774-0093.
You know, this current climate with kid stuff, I would rather not use that one, you know, until all of this kid stuff ends. And Lord, it doesn't seem like it's going to.
I mean, whose kids did you use? Hova himself will not like that.
Dude, I bet you that was him with auto-tune. It sounded like an adult trying to talk like a kid. The kids couldn't say numbers that fast.
Well, he's always working in the numbers.
Yeah.
Here's one we have to play for, I guess it's just for March. We can't play it afterwards.
Oh. Women's History
Month. It's March, and soon the winds of spring will be blowing. Not that kind of wind, fat boy. And while March comes in like a lion, it goes out like a lamb. That's not a lamb. It's one of Mattman's goats. Nah, either way, it's March. So spring forward with the Rise Guys.
Yeah. Can I give that the old Matt Hardy treatment?
Delete!
Yeah.
That's when you use sound effects now.
Love you, Dan, but that was...
We got a few left.
I don't even think Huck and Tim would play that one.
This one might... I'm looking at the title, kind of building it up, so I might get disappointed. But I hope it's a good one. Old Billy Idol.
On the Rise Guys Show, we say F-F-O-O.
What?
With a Friday, yeah.
F-F-O. It's F-O-F.
We say F-F-O-O.
It's not the...
Blank Friday off?
No, I'm not blanking Friday off. Especially if it's Joe Friday.
It's got to get better, right?
We say F-F-O-O. With a Friday, yeah. We say F.
No.
864-241-4318.
Hang on a second. Did he get that one in?
I think he's doing. I swear to God, Dan. I think you're brilliant. He's doing it on purpose.
Because
when we said, "Man, you say the numbers too fast, or you didn't say them right," and now he's like,
"FFO."
God.
I think he got it again.
FFO. 864-241-4318.
He got it.
God.
He worked it in.
God.
There's a little bit left. I don't know how it's going to get any better after that.
To say F-F-O-O. Call the Rise Guys now. To say F-F-O. F-F-O.
F-F off.
No.
It's titled F Off Friday, Rebel Yell.
F-F off.
Oh, wow. So is he talking about Freddie Freeman?
Oh.
It might be.
That one was difficult.
I used to buy some toys from F-F-O Schwartz page out of the catalog.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Here's
those kind of toys.
I think they're off brand.
Yeah. In the very back.
FF off brand.
Like I used to go in the curtain to get the videos. These are in the very back of the catalog.
Right.
Whoa.
This one is a Shinedown tune, it says. I don't know.
Oh. I think he's doing it.
They make a show for me, and it's called The Rise Guys. Call them up toll free. Give them a ring on their phone line.
800-77-4093.
I mean, he's showing high.
They're right, but like he's not using the traditional dashes that are there.
No, it's just the way he tries to work it into the song. I don't know that song.
What song is that, Paige? Shine Down. Is that the one they made for the Disney movie?
He called it Searchlight.
Yeah, that's the latest one, Searchlight.
Look at him knowing music better than Fatboy and I.
There's one more. I don't know what this is. If I tell you the title, I don't think it's going to give it away. It's called Roll Out the Barrel. And I don't know what that means.
Roll Out the Barrel. You're talking about a gun?
It's a short one. Or the restaurant.
Rise Guys Radio. We love our awesome P1s. Rise Guys Radio. We have a whole lot of fun. Call the studio for Madman, Fatboy, and Paige. Now's the time to call the Rise Guys. 800-774-2318.
That is not. He took both numbers and combined them. I don't know his number.
That was a troll.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I think. This is my look. I think that we are given those inalienable rights to the right to protest, the right to do all this. But like, in at least in the situation with Greenville, as far as I understand it, and I ain't looking for a fight on a Monday. I'm really not. But Sundays, for instance, usually it's the Sabbath. You look at it that way. Secondly. You know, people out just having a good time, you know, maybe a meal, or want to go to one of them rooms where they lock you in. You got to figure out how to get out. What is that called? Escape room?
Let me out of here.
Whatever you want to do. But so, like, I would say that whatever you're protesting, you would protest to the people you're protesting against, which, in my opinion, or in my thoughts, would be politicians. Who are not working on those days, nor do they keep offices on top of a bridge in downtown Greenville.
Even that doesn't work, and they're taking 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
It's just, I drove through it, and I felt, it just felt like.
You got to be careful driving through them.
You really do, because they were everywhere. It was kind of hard to drive. You just feel the tension between both sides. I don't know how they fight.
There were counter-protesters?
Oh, yeah. There were Trump people, and then there were, the No Kings people. Yeah. I don't know how they don't fight. They were that close and that, like, yelling that much back and forth at each other.
Yeah.
I just don't know how it don't spill out.
I heard there were megaphones about.
Oh, yeah. Now, there were a lot of people.
I don't care what you're protesting. And then that's where it gets annoying. What happened to peaceful protests? I mean, like, for real.
Well, even those.
Set-ins. Remember, people go set-in places. They're in the racial times. We're doing a set-in now.
Yeah.
We're giving up our booth to the black kids. We're going to sit on the floor. They did that in Alabama.
It felt like protesting then, actually, like, you know, that was like something you, like it meant something. There was a direct result from it.
Yeah.
Almost like, you know, you had to do it. But
yeah.
Now, I don't get what the point is. Nothing changes. Like, is Trump just going to leave office before his term? Like, no. Like,
What is the. What did the sign say other than like No Kings? Like, what is the message?
Some of them were pretty explicit, which I was kind of surprised at, because but the other, like, I didn't see a whole lot of different signs, but like, I know somebody who is constantly every day, you know, anti-Trump, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell her, I'm like, you're gonna drive yourself nuts for 3 years doing this every day.
Yeah.
Like, do you not have any peace? And, like, either way, like, both sides, like, if you focus on this every day, like, it consumes you.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be, I don't know how you.
How you escape from that.
Yeah, like, how do you not drive yourself nuts? Plus, protesting now is, look, not that I don't agree with defunding police.
Uh-uh.
But if the Black Lives protest of 2020. Didn't do anything to change that on that scale, then protesting is officially dead. Like, it's not going to change anything.
Well, And the thing that really, see, that's the thing is when they, things like that get organized in certain ways, like organized, then there's, like with the, it's pretty known, right? The Black Lives Matter thing, like it was corrupt. And
yeah, there was some misappropriation.
Yeah, big time. So then, like, who can you trust if you can't trust? That's where it really, really gets you, you know, from Jesse Smollett to hell. I mean, with Bubba Wallace that time, I mean, just assuming the worst, or, you know, with the prior, they're completely lying about it. Like, you know.
I mean, we had the protester that, you know, talked about the money starting to come into the thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So what?
Where he was getting offered money to go to other towns, and God, I forgot about that guy.
What if you organize these things, and then somebody tries to start offering you money to, like, here's a thank you for putting all this together, and you're like, well, it takes a lot of time and effort, but I can't take this because of how it looks now.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much like doing all this for, I just don't know what you do it for. If you're doing it to make yourself feel better, then that's cool. I mean, you can do it, but
well.
If you're expecting change, like, it ain't going to happen.
I hear Michael in the background.
I get it. You're banging your head against the wall.
He was talking about his underwear, though, in that song.
He really was.
It's time for a change. He needed some fresh boxers. Yeah, I don't – I mean, I think if we're given the right to peaceful protest, and you know – I'm surprised it didn't get violent if it was screaming the way you said.
It's just...
I'm really glad it didn't. I saw the video the other day where a guy... for ICE, an ICE protest. And and here's the thing. You got to know your spots, too. Like, there was probably 20 people there for an ICE protest. And this one guy walks up with an American flag and just starts walking through. Then now that's goading him. He walks through them holding an American flag up, right? Which also his right. But then the guys with the megaphones come and put it right into his ears, like with the siren on, like he was trying to like ruin. So that guy just drops the American flag and starts throwing haymakers and beat 3 or 4 of them up right there. And I was like, this is kind of entertaining, but I still don't like it.
it's like going into the church in Minnesota. Like, it gets taken.
Minnesota in general, like let's, you know, we were talking about going and buying other countries and stuff. Can we sell some states? I mean, Canada? Do you want Minnesota? I'd sign off on that one as a taxpayer.
They had one of the biggest turnouts of the whole weekend.
Oh yeah, well look at their governor.
I don't know. Like, when you go to these, do you feel like you accomplished something afterwards? Like, I don't want to, like, talk down to the people. I just don't get how it helps.
I had, and it was with, it wasn't my thing. I accompanied someone to, and it was a rally. It was not like it wasn't a protest thing or whatever. It was kind of one of those little rally things. And, you know, when your kid says they have, you know, they have that those young moments where they're like, you know, I want to stand with my fellow whatever, and I was like, all right, you know,
yeah, like
don't go to that jewelry store and rob it or anything. Don't set a couch on fire. Just you want to go there and stand in, you know, solitude or whatever, and don't text and ask because it's private. But it wasn't anything I'm not ashamed to say, but that's their thing, and I'm fine with it.
Maybe it brings people together, but you know, I'm kind of weird about it, too. When you go to the pride rallies, and then you see stuff that's like, you know, the bussy signs everywhere, and you're hang on now. This is a little loud. But then again, if it's too small, you feel bad for the pro-life people that used to stand down here on Woodruff Road with their signs. There'd be like 4 of them. They would get ridiculed left and right.
There used to be... right there below the hospital, right there near the RC Cola plant, there was a clinic down there. There was one on Lawrence Road, too, that was infamous. I think now they sell medical supplies, oddly enough, out of it. But you would see, and they would, churches would organize protests, rallies, I don't know what you call it in that sense. Yeah. But you think about, like, a young girl, it's not an easy decision. Maybe who knows what's going through her head, and she's walking in there in shame, and you're screaming at her like, I think there's time and place for that stuff. You want to maybe in do like the Lord's Prayer as they walk through, something like that. But like the scream at that young girl, I just would see it, and I remember as a kid thinking like, "That's runt right there, man." You know,
it's awful. And the cops, like, there was a guy downtown this weekend. He was preaching on his mic, but there was like one cop. You know, I guess the cops got to guard him or whatever to make sure nothing happens. I'm like,
oh, he's guarded, all right.
The cops got to be like, man, this sucks. I got to do this on a Saturday. Nobody's listening to this guy. They're just walking and going to the freaking Grill Marks or wherever else.
Tell you what, if something were to happen and you're sitting there preaching and something happens to you, like, you do get the biggest mansion then, I think. Like, you literally on the cul-de-sac of the Golden Street, I think.
Or what if Jesus comes back when you're preaching on the street? You can take credit for that one.
Or
I told you he was coming.
Or if he, oh man,
you'd be the man then.
I told you, yeah, but then you don't have any time to gloat because it's all over. Then
everybody look, and everybody's going.
See, I've been telling you he was coming back. Yeah, but you said like a thief in the night. It's 11:30 in the morning.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.